Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we have an update show. We're going to be reviewing three amazing people that was on our podcast in the past. First up is Loriana Israelova. You might remember her from episode 120 and 121. We actually did an update on her, and that's what this show is all about, getting an update. You might remember her from Limitless, Andrea, who knows things. So that was 6 months ago. What has she been doing? From the research that I found out, looks like she did a White Castle commercial with Humpty Dumpty. She did a cameo appearance on The Hustlers. She booked something, but says she can't share it yet. Maybe she can share it now. She was on the cover of a romance novel. She's been going to screenings like Living With Yourself with Paul Rudd and The Irishman with Robert De Niro. Why don't we just give Loriana a call and let's see what she's been doing for the last 6 months. And here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Loriana, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, so you are still my number one podcast, being a single person on the episode without having a partner. You're still number one.
Oh, my goodness. Yay. That's really fun to hear.
Because you had your own show, episode 120. Then we came back and got an update. We talked about Limitless, where you played Andrea, who knows things. And I just did a little research, and I said maybe what she's been doing the last 6 months. Let's get an update. From what I see, White Castle commercial with Humpty Dumpty, cameo appearance on The Hustlers, you booked something you can't talk about, maybe you can, you're on a romance novel, and you've been to screenings with Paul Rudd and Robert De Niro, and all your friends are supermodels, and it looks like you're having a wonderful life.
Wow, you're really good at your research. I'm impressed.
So give us an update. What's been going on in the last 6 months since May?
Well, I've been trying to stay busy, as always. As you mentioned, all those things happened, and I'm very lucky and blessed to have those things. I booked a really, really fun part on a new pilot. It's coming out in January 2020, and it's called Lincoln Rhyme. It's The Hunt for Bone Collector. So it's based on that movie. Ooh. With Denzel Washington and Angelina Jolie, The Bone Collector.
Uh-huh.
So now they turned it into a TV series. It's cool. Coming out in January 2020, and it's going to be on NBC.
Nice.
So I have a sweet little part there. It's a co-star, episode 2.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I had a pleasure to work with Michael Imperioli, who is one of the guest stars on the show. So that was really super fun. I really enjoyed that moment.
How do you get on the cover of a romance novel?
Oh my gosh. That was quite unexpected. Well, this was done through my modeling agency.
Okay. It's really awesome. It's amazing.
They were looking for someone of my type. It was a direct booking. We had a fantastic time shooting it. It was like a 2-hour shoot. It was very quick. And I happened to shoot with a male model who I know for many years. So it was
Wow. That
much more comfortable and fun to shoot it. It was a romance novel. So it was kind of one of those very passionate shoots, per se.
I know, but when people are reading the book, they're actually thinking of you guys on the cover, like you guys are the characters. They're reading the book.
Right, exactly. So we have to represent.
So how do you get to go to those live screenings where like Paul Rudd's there and Robert De Niro's there? How do you get into that? Because it looked like small and intimate.
Yeah, so all those screenings are done through SAG-AFTRA Union, which I've been part of for the past 10 years. It's through a foundation called SAG-AFTRA, and they have these screenings available for actors to attend now that we are coming to an award season. So SAG Awards is coming, and we go into those things and we get to vote for this SAG Awards because it's done by actors.
Oh, okay.
So we get to watch all these screenings. Then they bring out actors, producers, directors for Q&A sessions. It's really interesting. It's a learning opportunity for actors to just not only to see the screening and meet the actors, but it's just a learning opportunity to see behind the scenes how they shot it. It's very interesting. I enjoy all of this. I just attended screening for Mrs. Marvel's Maisel.
Oh, yeah.
For the most part, the whole cast was there. It's one of my favorite shows at the moment. So it was really, really fun to see all of them.
Because we're going to watch those. I just got the letter. We're going to get the SAG screeners and we're going to be able to watch all these amazing movies. So that's pretty cool.
Exactly. So that's coming up soon. It's usually coming around December.
So that thing that you were talking about that you booked it and you couldn't share, was you were talking about the pilot?
That's correct. We started a couple of months ago. The commercials are running already, so we can talk about it now.
Besides that pilot, anything else interesting you want to pop out there that you had a fun experience on or anything you want to share?
Yeah, well, I was happy to work on the movie Hustlers. I had a really sweet small part in there, and I was playing the secretary.
Okay.
So it actually got me some exposure. You know, my friends are calling me, is that you?
Really?
Yeah.
Because I'm getting a screener. I'm going to watch it now that you're in it, because you made my wife and I fans of Limitless. We like watch every episode from the beginning. And then when you came up, we're like, oh my God, there she is, there she is. It was so great.
I'm glad you recognize. There's another movie coming out with J-Lo and Maluma called Marry Me.
Uh-huh.
It's coming out in 2020. So I did get a chance to work with both of them on this movie. It's going to be a quite fun year.
Next year, 2020, what's your vision for you? Where do you see yourself? Or you're pretty good at manifesting things, and I think you can probably gauge what's Loriana going to be doing.
I'm at the point where I want to book more guest star roles. Recurring guest star, that's where I am at the level right now. So hopefully that will continue. I want to expand my options on the West Coast as well. I would like to audition more for LA offices as well as New York. The sky's the limit. I'm just going to try to do my best as always. Continue to grow. I always love to take classes, so I'm pretty sure I'm going to get into something great again. And yeah, just, you know, doing my best is all I can do.
You gave some pretty good advice for like the up and coming people. What about the people who are out there and they're auditioning? And sometimes this one lady, like Christina Horn, I mean, she says she read 25 times for this like major, you know, and she never booked it. But gosh, she keeps going and keeps going. Even though they're at a higher level, even at that, it's still so competitive, because somebody in that position may just be ready to say enough already. What advice can you give them to maybe just keep going another 3-6 months to a year?
Listen, I think we're all in the same position. It's happened to me. I've auditioned for a particular office so many times and they never booked at all, but it doesn't discourage me, because I feel like it's the opposite. If they're calling me back, I think they believe in me and they're giving me opportunity to book something. It just means that I'm doing something right. Being 25 times in the casting
office, I think
that's amazing. It's not up to a casting person. It's up to the other guys and so many things that go into booking a role. So I think it's just probably the role is not a good fit for them. That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be another one that's a better fit.
Hey, that picture on your Facebook page, what is that? All that blue water, where's that at?
Oh my gosh, I love that picture.
Me too.
It was definitely in Europe. I'm trying to remember. I think it was in Italy. I love really beautiful sea. But that color is just aquamarine. That particular picture, I think, was in Sicily. Congratulations to you. You've been working really hard. It seems like you've been putting your episodes out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's been good for you, it seems like, right?
I love it. I was just doing it for fun. And then after I did that episode over the Men Over 50, I'm like, wow, these guys can do it. I think maybe I live out here anyway. Might as well just kind of get back into it. Well, Loriana, thank you so much for giving us the update. I can't wait to keep checking your Facebook page, your Twitter page, see what else that you're doing. The last 6 months, you're definitely an inspiration. I love the way you keep moving forward in life, and definitely I look up to you, and I'm kind of model myself after you as well. And thank you so much for being my guest and for giving us this wonderful update.
Oh, thank you so much, Johnny. It's a pleasure to speak to you, and thank you for keeping in touch and having me on the show again. It's really an honor, and you're very kind. I appreciate everything.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
It was fun. I appreciate it.
Happy holidays to you and your family.
Oh, thank you. Have a good one. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So next up is Ernie Rivera. You might remember him from episode 110. He's overcome a lot in his life, and if you'd like to know what, go back and listen to episode 110. We want to get an update on his acting career, and we want to find out what has he been doing since April. So why don't we give Ernie a call and let's see what he has to offer you once again. And here we go.
Hello?
Ernie Rivera, Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
Great, thank you. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. So what's been going on since April with your career?
I did sign with a theatrical talent agency.
Awesome.
So I signed with Makaya's Talent.
Okay.
I also did a couple of projects. I believe I told you before that I was working on Voodoo Macbeth with USC and with Warner Brothers.
Okay.
One of the directors on the project, his name is Dag Abebe.
Mm-hmm.
He called me back to work on his next project, which is a short film called The Ball Method.
Wow, that's a compliment.
Yeah. yeah, I kind of blown away when he called me. He's like, hey, Ernie, I'd really like to use you on this. Are you cool to do it? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. It's this great little project about this woman named Ball who, while she was in Hawaii, she found a cure for leprosy.
Wow.
It was just this really cool project to be on. And I got to work with a couple of really great people. But I was working with Kiersey Clemons, and people might recognize her from Rent Live.
Mm-hmm.
She was one of the stars in Rent Live recently. And I was working with Kyle Secker. He's in a lot of things, but more recently, he's played a reoccurring character on The Flash.
Okay.
He was Icicle, which was pretty cool to get to work with all these people.
That's great. So some of your shoots, I remember going through some of your social media, and you were you doing a period piece? Because like you had a hat and a long coat on. Was that?
That was actually Voodoo Macbeth, which is a story about Orson Welles. Was with USC and Warner Brothers, and it was really fun to work on. Got to work with a lot of talented people.
That's cool. So you got an agent, you got a couple of projects going, but you used to do some producing. Have you gotten back into that at all?
Producing, not as much recently, but what I have been doing, I've actually been scouting on Kickstarter.
Okay.
I've been looking for a lot of really great projects, people I think I really want to stand behind. And so I've been actually donating a lot to different people's Kickstarter campaign.
Okay.
In order to get their projects up and rolling. Separate from all that, though, I was working on a project, and I can't say too much about it yet, but it is with HBO.
Nice.
It's a smaller part. It's coming out in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And if people want to look it up, they could probably look it up. It was produced by Robert Downey Jr.
Wow.
Starring the gentleman from The Americans.
Oh, sweet. So 2020, what's your outlook for yourself? You know, you accomplished a lot this year. So next year, where are you going to be acting wise?
I don't know, but I just like to keep the ball rolling, you know, keep the steam going. I could see doing a lot more stuff with the director, Dega Bebe.
Right.
I really kind of feel like we gel, you know, and I wouldn't be too surprised if he called me back for some future projects.
That's really cool. Somebody you work for, you just bypass the audition and you got the job on the next one.
Yeah.
So besides your agent, how are you getting work? You signed up with all the online casting places. Which ones are you members of?
Mainly I get my work through Actors Access and Backstage.
You don't do LA Casting? Casting Network?
My manager submits me on LA Casting.
So you're covered on that. So that's great.
Yeah.
Because I know it's kind of a hustle because now that I've kind of got my wife on there now and I'm on there. And even if you submit to the roles like pretty quick, we went to a meeting down at SAG and the casting people showed us just how fast. Like if you don't submit sometimes within the first like 5 or 10 minutes, it could be 3,500 to 7,000 people that submitted and how fast they scroll down. And I was like, oh my God, there are so many people trying to do this. It's crazy.
It's definitely important to stay on top of it. I would find time once or twice a day to submit.
Mm-hmm.
I think what's really important is making sure that you have your photos up there, you know, if you have a reel up there,
right.
If you submit with a little note for the casting people.
That's good advice.
Because a lot of the time, you know, they're just going to skip past you and they're going to go to someone who has the pictures, who has the reel, who has a little something to say to them. It's just easier for them. And so we got to be on top of it.
Yeah. Just what you said too, when I was in that meeting, they said, we do read the notes, you know, that space is there. You might as well put something in it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think that's actually how I got a bigger role on Voodoo Macbeth, because I was brought on as a smaller part.
Okay.
And I remember they were casting for certain people and I submitted with notes. I made sure to mention them all by name. But it's another thing. If you keep a little journal, make sure you know the casting people's names, make sure you know the last time you saw them. But I was able to submit with these notes. And as a result, they brought me on as a new character, like a photographer.
Yeah. Cause I'm just trying to give everybody that listens, like, cause I don't know what episode they're picking up, to just let you know, you don't even need an agent right now just to get started. As long as you do exactly what you said, you have to have your nice pictures, and one of them has like a slate shot. You can pay an extra $5 and put that on there.
You're more likely to get work on your own, or at least that's been my experience. I know a lot of people, they're like, they think when I get an agent, oh, I've made it. That's kind of true, but I wouldn't even try to go to an agent until I have enough work done that I've got myself. When I'm no longer able to submit myself as much as I'd like, that's when it's time to bring on another person onto the team.
Right, exactly. Because that's true. Because my wife, she got her pictures. She got the commercial agent. And that was, I think, maybe 8-9 months ago. She just got an audition this week. We haven't heard not one thing. But in their defense, every, 8 out of 10 commercials are non-union, so there's not a lot of union commercials out there.
I can't lie, that's hurt me a little bit. I know my manager has said, oh, I try to submit you to these things. It is what it is, that most commercials out there are non-union. You submit to what you can, and you get the roles where you can, and you just try to build up that nice resume, that nice reel. There are a lot of things that we can't control, so it's very important that we're on top of the things that we can.
Right, so you have your reel up there on the online casting places?
process?
What I've actually done is I've taken a number of like scenes that I've different parts from different projects I've been in.
Uh-huh.
When I feel that one is appropriate for a role, I'll submit just that little part, and right. It's been working out so far.
Okay, yeah, that's good. I haven't got to that point yet. I'm just digitizing all my stuff. My stuff was from years ago, so it's a copy of a VHS. So I'm like, oh my God, I don't know if I can even put this up there. So that's why I've been doing like the AFI stuff and some of the USC stuff.
Oh, nice.
Trying to get copies of that. I went to a screening this weekend for a film I did over USC, and the films there were better than like the last two film festivals I went to. The sound was amazing. The quality was amazing, but they pay for it. They had the best equipment, I guess, at USC.
Yeah, I really love working with USC graduates, even USC film students, a lot of people working on their master's.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
It's a great school. I feel like they're really on top of their students. They really produce some professional people.
I know. The first time I went, I was like, where do I go? But I have that campus down. I know where the library is. I know where the casting places are. I know where the screening room is. I got it down. I know where the parking is.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what Actors Access is good for, because they're always posting their project there. So if you want to get a demo reel, just get an Actors Access account. And if you don't want to pay the $50 or $60, just submit per, what is it, $2 a submission. And if you want to get a reel, just start submitting to the USCs, the AFIs, and eventually you're going to get cast.
Yeah, absolutely. Back to what you were saying, though, about Actors Access, where it's like, if you don't want to sign up for the year for $60, then do the individual ones.
Uh-huh.
In my experience, because like, I submit all the time for everything. I would actually recommend people don't have the $60 yet, maybe just save up for it if they can, because it's going to pay off
right. Big
time, because you're going to be submitting for so many things.
Right. That'll add up quick. $2 here, $2 there.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be paying more by not being a member, and it's for the whole year.
Yeah.
All right. Well, wrapping up here, is there anything else that you want to say before we go?
Let's just recap. Definitely keep a little journal. Make sure that you know all the casting people you've met. Make sure you know the projects you met them on. Write little notes to them when you resubmit to them. It's going to go a long way. Definitely going to pay off. For 2020, I predict more projects, more shorts, probably a couple of features. I'm really, really excited to be going into this year on a good foot. And I thank you so much for having me on again.
Awesome. Hey, maybe I'll see you in the halls over at USC auditioning for the same movie. That'd be pretty cool.
Oh my God, that'd be awesome. I'd love to do something with you.
Hey, so have a happy holidays and good luck to you in 2020, Ernie.
Happy holidays. Thank you so much, Johnny. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, next up is Lacey Caroline. You might remember her from episode 112. It was one of my first episodes that just blew up. I can't believe how many people listened to that podcast. I called her mom and I said, what's going on? She's like, I don't know. I just put it out there a few times and it just like blew up. So we did another episode on child actors and we invited her mom back. If you have a child getting into acting, you might want to pay attention. And by the way, that extra advice was episode 133. Now, 8 months ago, we interviewed Miss Lacey Caroline. She was up and coming. She was doing short. She was doing all kinds of commercials. She worked for the Charlotte Hornets. She's such a young up and coming actress with amazing parents. So we're going to call her parent Lindsay right now. We're going to get an update on Lacey, and I'm sure we're going to be able to speak with her as well. So let's give them a call. Let's see what Lacey Caroline has been doing for the last 8 months. And here we go. This should be a lot of fun. Pay attention, guys. Get your pen and paper out. This is an up-and-coming child actor. You want your kid to be a child actor and a star too. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Lindsay, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
I'm good, Johnny. How are you?
Great. So it's been 8 months since we spoke, and just how proud are you and David of your girl, Lacey Caroline?
We're pretty proud. It's been a very, very busy 8 months. We're still kind of hard to believe that we're at the end of 2019 and about to head into an amazing 2020. She's been busy.
Oh my God, because last time she was doing little short films, and she did so many cool things you couldn't even talk about. Now the Christmas love story, is that on Lifetime right now where she played Mariah?
It's on Hallmark, and it premiered on December 7th and has been getting great reviews. It's just such a great movie. It's such an inspirational story that we were so proud to be a part of, with Kristen Chenoweth and Jennifer Aspin and David O'Donnell and Eric Close, who's the director. It was a really cool way to start and end the year. It kind of capped the year off for her both, because she started off filming that and then she ended the year with its premiere, but also while she was filming the pilot for another amazing television show that is going to be shot to networks here very soon. So we were super excited about that too.
Is that Harbor Island?
Yeah, that's Harbor Island. Sure is.
That was doing some research, and I went to the Harbor Island page, and she has like first billing. She's the first person on the Internet Movie Database page.
Yep, she is the star of that show. That's been an awesome thing that's been in the works for about 5 months. It's really funny. She was actually really involved with the Harbor Island process as well, just because I got involved with it. And I think it's kind of whet her appetite for directing. Even this morning, she was saying, gosh, Mom, I'd really like to be able to edit and understand that process. Her end-all dream has always been to be an actress and then a director, but we'll see where that goes from here. So she's still young. She's got plenty of time. It's really been an extraordinary year for her. She did, gosh, 5 or 6 short films locally and all over the place, and made several trips to New York with some big auditions. And it's been an awesome, awesome, really insanely fast year.
Let me ask you, what have you turned down? Because I'm sure you have so many offers. How do you pick and choose? What are some of the things you had to say no to that, oh, I wish I could have done, but I can't because I'm booked?
There's a lot of stuff now that she is SAG. And so she did make the commitment to being a union actor. So, she can't do non-union stuff. So there are a lot of things we do have to turn down that would be potential opportunities that are non-union. We obviously want to make sure we honor the SAG rules.
Right.
There isn't a whole lot of SAG work in North Carolina. And so that being said, we actually are coming to LA.
Moving?
Well, temporarily. We're going to be out there for a good portion of January because she is going to be doing the first Supercross series in Anaheim.
How fun.
Then we will for sure be back in March and April. Sure, it's pilot season, so it is hard to meet with agencies during pilot season, but we do hope to meet with a couple of people while we're out there and just have them put a face with a name, and then hopefully after pilot season get picked up by an amazing agent out in LA and go from there.
You will. Hey, so am I going to just talk to you? Am I going to talk to Lacey as well?
She's right here. Here you go. Hi.
Miss Lacey. Lacey, how are you?
Pretty good. I mean, really good.
So on your Twitter page, that's pretty funny though. You have those glasses and you're making a goofy face. I just saw that today. What's the inspiration behind that? Just being silly?
Yeah, I guess. I always like posting or trying to be as natural and as silly as possible. I'm not the type of person just to be like, ooh, I'm going to smile and turn my head and wave like this. I'm more of a, I'm natural. I goof off. I smile. I tell jokes. Like, if I'm going to tell jokes to my friends, I'm going to want to tell jokes to my internet friends too, so.
Right. You need a couple of comedy movies, so you can go in there and ham it up a bit.
Oh, yeah. That is my dream. I would love to be on a long sitcom like Friends and just do something like that. That's, my dream.
So last time we talked about your mom, we talked about your dad. I had to cut most of that stuff out, but I noticed, can you tell us just a little bit about what your dad does? And I noticed you only did a few plays, and it looked like you were in a play with your dad, right?
Yes, I was. My dad is a natural performer. He's been doing mascot stuff since he was in college, and he's still a mascot, but only part-time. Me and my mom were asked to be in a show together because we had done it before, and we were like, oh yeah, that'd be fun. And then my mom was like, no, I can't do it. I can't make the commitment right now. And I was like, oh, it's okay. And then my mom was like, why don't we have dad do it with you? And I was like, okay, that'd be awesome. And so we did the show all over at Theater Charlotte together, and it was such a blast. It was crazy. It was all like, ah! He was a little nervous just because he had never done theater before.
Uh-huh.
But he was like, can you coach me? And I said, yes.
That's so great.
I was an acting coach, and I felt really awesome doing it.
That's great.
He's been a professional mascot for 20 years?
20 plus years, yeah.
20 plus years now.
Wow.
I just love him so much, and I'm so proud of everything he does.
I bet that'd be so cool, because I have a son who's kind of into a little stuff. I'm always saying, hey, let's do a rap together. And he's like, no, Dad, you're too old. And I'm like, come on, let's do this. He's like, Dad, no. But eventually I would love to do something with him. So I bet that was awesome working with your dad.
Yeah, it was really cool. We bonded together a lot because we rubbed each other the wrong way for a long time because we were so much alike. Throughout the show Oliver, we got to know each other better. We hung out with each other. We became best of friends, basically.
Well, that's really cool, Lacey.
Yeah.
I love your hashtag, Life of Lacey.
Oh, thank you.
I go, that's pretty cool. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
No, I do not.
Tell me about Luke Weber, because he was kind of like your big brother there for a while when you guys were filming.
Yeah.
Harbor Island, right?
Yeah. In the show, he's supposed to be my younger brother, but he is taller than me, so it's a little hard to read just because I am very short. But I was cast, and then I was looking at the headshots on the wall, and I was like, how about this kid? Because he had come to the audition, and I was like, he was really good. And we just kept on, we called him back, and we really liked him, so we cast him. And him and I bonded immediately. Like, we talked about things, I would get on his nerves more than he would get on mine. I would poke fun. And it was just really fun to think that I, for the first time, had had a brother. It was like the good moments of having a brother, not the quote-unquote bad moments that everybody talks about.
Do you feel like, do you have any responsibility as like a role model for like what you're doing?
I didn't know that I did. I mean, I knew that like a lot of my actor friends are younger than me. Like some of them are, and they ask for my advice on some things. They ask me like, oh, how do you go into audition and not freak out? I freak out, but I'm usually the only thing, I usually do this tick right before I go into my auditions where I touch every one of my fingers with my thumb. And it helps me get a lot of my nerves out and a lot of my energy out.
I like that.
Yeah, it's instead of like pacing around or freaking out like visibly so that nobody else knows that I'm freaking out, I just touch every finger with my thumb so that I can get a lot of my energy.
That's really good. I'm doing it right now and I'm not thinking about anything else but like what I'm doing. So it kind of clears your mind.
Yeah, it does. It really does. I do shake when I go into auditions. I like tremor just a little bit when I'm about to go in. I start shaking, but then I don't shake while I'm doing it. And then I leave and then I start shaking again. So it's just like, was I shaking the whole time? But then I realized that I wasn't. But
so you do that before like every take, right before they say like action, you do your thing?
No, it's...
Oh, okay. Oh, before the audition, before you get the part.
Before I go in there, I do the finger touching, which really helps. And I kind of sit down and I go through my lines or go through the song that I have to do. And I look up and I think, you can do this. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks as long as you do so good in this audition that you get the part.
Exactly.
And yeah, that usually just keeps my confidence up.
That's pretty cool. So you have three dogs. What are your dogs' names?
Yeah, I have three dogs. One's a Chihuahua. His name is Luciano. He's a character. The other one is a Chihuahua Shih Tzu mix. Her name is Lola. She's the only girl of the group.
Lola.
And then the last one is Leo. He is a Maltese Yorkie mix. Maltese Poodle Yorkie mix.
That's the one that was in that photo shoot with you, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was.
They all get along pretty well?
Yeah, they get along fine.
So since I spoke with you 8 months ago, you've done like so much stuff. So out of all the big things, small things, little things, like what did you have the most fun doing while you were actually doing it? Didn't seem like work.
Harbor Island. I love the process of A Christmas Love Story, but Harbor Island, I was able to contribute and help with the behind the scenes things. Like we made a complete schedule change 2 days into Harbor Island, and that was of the director. She was like, this isn't working. We had to fix it. And so we moved around everything and we stuck things in different places. And I helped with that. And I loved helping with the schedule change and helping with having things printed. I loved making schedules. I loved doing all of that. I just loved the behind the scenes and feeling like I helped make this happen.
I know.
And I get to star in it. So it was like the best thing ever. That's what I love.
Yeah, you're getting it. So you're like, you know, you can go there and do the acting thing. But now you're seeing, you're like, wait a minute. Because the producing, it's kind of like if you go shopping and they get that shopping high.
Yeah.
Producing, because I've done it before, and I tell you, out of all the things, I'm just an okay actor. I'm just, you know, pretty average with that. And I tried the directing, and it's all right, but the producing, making those phone calls, putting together, scheduling the thing, getting the insurance, getting the microphones, I loved doing all that. So I know exactly what you're talking about. Now, do you ever see yourself stepping up and doing any, like, directing?
That's my goal. I would love... What are the things that I really want to do in life? I want to produce, direct, and co-write with somebody my own project.
Oh, there you go. Writing too. Nice.
Yeah, I'm not very good. I have ideas, but I don't know how to write them out, so.
You will. Because you will. You get the formula. So you're doing all this stuff. You're like, oh, I want to do this. I want to take over the world. It's the Lacey Caroline Show. Now, next time I talk to you, you're going to say, hey, Johnny, I have an album that's about to drop. I do singing too.
I know. I'm not singing, yes, but I don't like singing as much as I like acting and producing.
Right.
It's something that I can keep in the back of my mind. If somebody's like, hey, we're about to do another musical movie. Do you want to be the star of it? Yeah, sure.
Exactly.
I love to be the star of the Disney live-action Tangled. I love that.
They're going to tell the story of Britney Spears and who's going to play her? Lacey Caroline.
Oh, my Lord. Just thinking about that.
You'd have to learn all the moves, you know, do the songs, you know, lip sync to them. And you're just on the right track. You're just so lucky. You have such amazing parents.
Yeah, I do. They're the best.
And you're just out there living the dream. And when I did your interview, I didn't know what was happening. You started getting all these hits and all. And I go, I just released it. It's already like killing everything. And you, so I want to thank you. You were the first person that actually blew up my podcast.
Thank you. That makes me so happy to think about.
Okay, so next year, what are your goals, your dreams, your desires, and what in reality you think is actually going to happen for you next year?
We hope that Harbor Island gets picked up and that we come back here for the fall and film the first season. That's like my goal, because then I get to see all the friends that I made on set and we get to hang out again.
Awesome. Awesome.
Well, we're going to LA, as my mom told you. And we hope to definitely keep in touch with everybody that we worked with this past year. We hope to get an agent out in LA, and we hope to hopefully just do more stuff out there, more SAG things, right?
Right.
I just hope to get my name out there just a little bit more.
I wanted to ask you about schooling. So is all your schooling on the set now, or do you go to school, but then when you're on the set, you have to do schooling?
I'm homeschooled. I do everything online. I just watch videos. I take quizzes on those videos and write down notes. That's basically all I do all day, and I like it because I'm a little bit of an introvert, but I like talking to people and hanging out with people. So I just need my time to chill, and I can do that with having my alone time at school. Like, quote-unquote school.
Right. So, how old are you right now?
13.
Ah, you're so perfect. I can't wait till, like, you're 18. You're going to be like, well, you know, the acting thing was good, but I'm on, like, Eyewitness News at 7. I mean, it could be anything. Maybe you'll be in college by then. I mean, who knows?
Who knows?
Hey, thank you and your mom so, so much for being on the show and doing an update with me.
Awesome. Johnny, thank you so much for your interest in Lacey and for, you know, for the original podcast. We've had a really good time, and, you know, and maybe we'll see you out in LA when we're out there in just a few weeks. And
yeah,
I don't want to end this without saying a thank you to Lacey's dad and my husband, David. He is a rock star, and he is going to hold down the fort while we're on the West Coast. Can't do this alone. This is a very hard journey.
Right.
It's rewarding by all means, but there's lots of ups and downs, and he's our rock. We certainly couldn't do this without him. So love you, Dave, and thanks for being so awesome for both of us.
You and Lacey are the dynamic duo, but all of you together, you're the dynamic trio.
Yeah, he's a rock star. He's somebody who you don't ever forget when you meet him. He's just got the most kind, compassionate heart. He's a little bit of a quiet giant. He doesn't say much, and he's a talented author himself, and he is perfectly okay with us heading off to chase Lacey's dream, and hopefully one day he'll be able to join us.
Wow.
We'll miss him by all means, but he's always in our heart. It'll be super nice to be able to relay all the fun stuff. He's actually going to travel with her to Supercross in January and February because I've got to work, so he's going to be with her in Tampa and LA for those two events, and is just really excited that they can share those adventures together.
I love you guys so much, and thank you for being part of my show.
Oh, thanks, honey. We love you too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Happy holidays, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
That's awesome. Well, that wraps up the update show. Thank you to Loriana. Thank you to Ernie, and thank you to Lindsay and Lacey. If you'd like more information on these amazing artists, just look in the description. I have links to all their social media profiles. Happy New Year to all, and we hope all your dreams come true in 2020. And remember, dreams come true if you have one. Now be sure to like, share, comment, and leave a review. Happy New Year! Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm Johnny Keith, your host. Now we're going to end this episode, like we end every episode, with something called The Lesson. Because life is a bitch. Gee, really? Why don't you tell me something I don't already know? Because everywhere I go, people tell me what to do. Hey, go to church, go to school, you treat me like a fool. Now, I don't need religion, culture, class. You don't like that fact? Well, you can kiss my ass. Yeah, I'm white and I rap. You got a problem with that? Loosen up and don't be so uptight. Take it easy, E. We got the whole night. Yes, I'm psyched. I'm ready to get the show on the road. I don't want to stop because I just might explode. I'll tell you what, home slice. I'm twice as nice than any bad boy rapper called Vanilla Ice. My lesson, yeah, it's hip. In case you didn't know what I'm here to inform you, I'm better than snow. I don't moonwalk or dunk like these Michael J's, but I can hold my own. You hear what I say? Now listen, learn, cause here comes the lesson. Lesson one. Everybody sit down, JK is gonna take you for a ride uptown. Yo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful, you're the only one to blame. Now when it comes to pot, crack, tweak, or blow, stick to the rules and just say no. Because you're young, you're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up the booty, cause they'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul is somewhere on the shelf, and you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson one, it's time for lesson two. You have a choice, and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star, but for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the hell does it all end? Every time I turn around,
I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a 5 line and under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm fast in a pilot. My life spun out of control just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to hell with this old man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yeah, final lesson here, of course it's number 3. Now remember, I'm an actor to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottle. I'm back on my feet now, revving my throttle on the climb to the top. It's the same old games. Now I'm kicking ass and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, that was a long, hard crawl. But it was all worth it, I'm a box office draw. Opportunity was there when I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion. You can be like me, enjoying fame and fortune. Boom! That's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Peace out.
That's the end of season 2. We'll see you Friday, January 3rd for the debut of season 3. Thank you for tuning in to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. Until the next episode, bye-bye.